Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and as you know, this is one of my favorite times of the week to be here with you, to exchange thoughts, feelings, intentions. And so we've got a lot to cover today. I think a lot of fun things, too. This statement comes from a movie. You know, there's a lot of inspirational things said in movies, and it comes from The Bucket List. And what I found that statement interesting was, find the joy in your life. We have a lot of wonderful joys in our life. We don't always contemplate them. We don't always give thanks for them. How about members in your immediate family? Do you find joy with them? If you do, share that love, share that joy with them. Let them know that you love them. I don't think we say that enough. We don't give our words of appreciation and love to the members of our family or those that we work with or our neighbors when we have the opportunity. A friend of mine used to say a lot, what goes around comes around, meaning whatever you give out is going to come back to you. It's like a circle. So think on that a little bit, dear friends. What you send out comes back. And sometimes it comes back double. When someone needs help, do you help them willingly? Do you find joy in that? I know someone, I have an acquaintance that finds great joy in helping people, to being agreeable with people, and he's wonderful. Is there someone that you know that has had a birthday or is going to have a birthday? Do you acknowledge it? And if you don't, maybe you should. How does it feel when someone acknowledges your birthday? Makes you feel kind of special, doesn't it? And there was another statement that was in the movie, The Bucket List. You can never do wrong by doing the right thing. Or rather, you can never be wrong by doing the right thing. And so that requires a lot of thought, dear friends. What is the right thing in life? Call in and tell me what you think is the right thing in life. I think, personally, your body tells you. How does your body feel when you do the right thing? I think the body kind of kicks back with a feeling of joy when you're doing the right thing. My friends, we were created in love. We only find happiness in love. And I want to mention something because Yeshua popped in when the show was beginning and asked me to relate this message to all of you, that there is an election coming up in the United States. And maybe you're not interested in this. Maybe you're not interested in politics. It's not an interest of yours. But it is important. So if you're willing, take a moment and send greetings to those two candidates that are running for president. Whoever is elected needs your best wishes. And hopefully that they look towards the office in an attitude of being a statesman. We haven't had statesmen in the office of presidency, I don't think, for a very long time. And also, right now, if you're aware of it, there seems to be scandals coming out around one of the candidates. So let me ask you a question about that. Do you find it strange that people are coming forth at this particular time talking about that particular candidate and making accusations? Why wait now? If that candidate did something that was wrong, why didn't the people address it when it happened? Why didn't they complain about it when it happened? Why wait until now? So give that a little thought, my friends. What's going on there? What does your intuition tell you is happening there? Is this a planned strategy to smear someone's good name? I don't know. I'm just throwing out the idea that you could think about it. Give it some thought. I think it's very important to think on these things, to think on nobility. Example is such a strong motivator. We can tell our children, our families, give them so many words of what you want, what they should do. But your example is stronger than any words. Be a good example, and it will come forth in the family. What you stand for is what comes back. So, my friends, let's take a moment and think about some family member that maybe brings you great happiness. Let's think on something positive at the moment. And so if you have a member in the family that is bringing you great happiness, how can you show your appreciation? Intend to show your appreciation in some manner to them for all of the happiness that they have brought to you. And if you have a family member that is being trying, what can you do to change that in a positive manner? Take a moment, my friends, and think about it. If you were having serious problems with somebody, what can you do to change it and make it positive? And of course, I do believe that being happy, forgiving and forgetting grievances. People aren't always going to do the things that you want them to do. And if they don't do it, how do you treat the situation? How do you bring happiness in your own heart? And how do you make sure that they feel happiness in being with you? And I think it boils down to what's in your heart. Call in and tell me about your relationships and how you are handling it. Are you succeeding? Or do you think you could be handling things better? I've said this before, but I think it bears repeating. When you love someone, there are actually particles that leave the heart center the center in the middle of your chest and goes forward to that person that you are sending love to. They feel it. It has a consciousness. And that consciousness enters their body. And they feel it. You have expressed it. And it is received by them on some level. Just remember that. What you feel on your heart, it is sent out to others. And if somebody is not reacting to you in a way that you wish for them to react, examine yourself for a moment. Are you doing anything that is bringing forth this negative reaction? So call in, my friends. Tell me what's going on in your life. Tell me, let us discuss this, because we must experience and expect miracles. If we expect miracles, miracles are going to come. So perhaps you can make an intention right now to expect miracles tomorrow. Expect to find love, and you will if you give it. Like a boomerang, what you send out is going to come forth. It's going to come back. Also, many people that you have met in past lifetimes are in your life today, and they're there for healing. And if you have someone in your life that is showing a great deal of difficulty in living with them, it is because something needs to be healed. There are many dark souls out in the world that have come forth from Atlantis, and they are causing a lot of disruptions in the world. If you're willing, let us take a moment now and send out the intention of healing to all of these that are causing great disruption. And I'm thinking in particular of that process harp that bounces electrical waves into the higher levels of air. And they bounce there. And they go down into the core of the earth. And they interfere with that crystal that is in the core of the earth. So those of you who love Mother Earth, if you're willing, take a moment and think about that crystal in the very center of the earth and intend to heal it and send it your love. All you have to do is have that intention of sending forth the love. And that is what heals. While we're talking about that, let's think of a troubled spot in the world. There are many today. And if you would be kind enough and are willing to think of a troubled spot, hold it in your consciousness and intend to physically send it healing. Whether we believe it or not, or think about it, we're actually guardians of the earth. It has been created with the plans and the intentions of Prime Creator, but it was put into our hands as guidance. And there are those of you out there who know this. You are so aware that you are here to help Mother Earth, to help heal it, to help bring in the consciousness of love so that every being who trods upon this planet can benefit from the love coming up through their feet into their body and up through the top of their head We don't always think of this, my friends, but it is there and it is available to us. And while we're talking about these things, I would also like to mention that if you would like to step into a past lifetime and experience it, what you experienced in that past lifetime when you were living it, go to the website at carolynevers.com, and on the left-hand side, you can order one of those options where you can actually do that, where you can actually step into a past lifetime and experience all there is to experience, to find yourself in that life again. And what usually happens is the soul takes you to a life that is most beneficial to you, and you can bring back that knowledge into the current lifetime. It's an extraordinary thing to happen, and it does work, and it does happen. And I have had some extraordinary things that have been expressed. There was one life, and it is on the website, where this individual had a brother who was a paraplegic, and he couldn't walk, and he had crossed over. And what he expressed when he crossed over is that he was running. As he crossed over, he was running. He didn't have a body to hold him back and prevent him from doing the things that he wanted to do, and he enjoyed the freedom on the other side. Interesting thing. And I have another relative that crossed over and told me how, when he crossed over, that he experienced like a movie film, past lifetimes, where he had succeeded and had done the right thing, and other lifetimes where there was work to do. And he was working on those things. And in one of the past lifetimes, he had worked with philosophers. And he was doing that now, working with philosophers on the other side. He had become very interested in that. I had another friend who remembered a past lifetime where she was Chinese, and the Japanese had murdered a lot of her family and the people in the land. And she realized that this individual who was responsible for the soul that was responsible for murdering her family came back in this lifetime and took on the guise of her father. Imagine that. He had done something wrong in a past lifetime, and he was here today to face what he had done and correct it. And that is what he had to do. He didn't remember this. He didn't know it. But he was here to correct what he had done in another lifetime. This can become seemingly very complicated, but it's not. It's like a circle. What we send out comes back to us in a big circle. So be careful what you send out. As they said in the movie The Bucket List, find the joy in your life. If you find the joy and you live in that joy, you're going to send that back, and that's send that out, and that's what's going to come back to you, that joy. So, my friends, there's a lot to think about, isn't it? We can create. We have the ability to create either something positive or something negative. And so if you're willing, take a moment and think about this. Where do you wish to be next month, next year? What do you wish to do that you're not doing presently? Playing a musical instrument, perhaps. Writing a book. Teaching a class. Take a moment now and think about all of the positive things that you could do in life, that you want to do in life, and make that intention that you will start doing it. It's easy to sit back, to just allow days to come and go without markers being created and bring in those things that you want into your life. Do you wish to have a helpmate? You can send out that call to ask that a helpmate is of the light and can come into your life. Your higher self directs this and brings these things into your life. But it's helpful to think about it because thoughts truly are things. Edgar Cayce said that many years ago. Thoughts are things. And you send thoughts out, they're things. And they are clothed in reality and come back to you. Again, it's this cycle. What you send out comes back. Make sure that what you send out is always positive, always loving, no matter what happens to you. If someone has in some way hurt you, send out love to them. First of all, it can change you, and perhaps it might even change them. So give me a call. Tell me about some of the incidents that have happened in your life that reflect some of these concepts, because it's not me that you're telling this to, but rather the listening audience and those in the get the recording. It's in the recording. And others can benefit from your positive experiences. So let those positive experiences be multiplied so many people can benefit from those positive experiences. Let's think about, we talked about the family. How about those people that you work with? Are you making their life pleasant or difficult? Are they happy? The body tells you these things, how you feel in the body. Our body is like a teaching tool. And while we're talking about that, let's talk about dreams. Because if you are not accomplishing in your daily life, you'll have dreams. You'll have either happy dreams or something sad and negative. And so it's the emotion of what you feel when you wake up, what you were dreaming about. Some people write their dreams down. When I've paid attention to my dreams, I learn a lot. Sometimes you don't dream. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's a normal thing. But I would say that most of the time we do dream and we don't remember. But a guidance, something that tells us or can tell us what's going on in our life, is the emotion that you feel when you wake up. Whether you're tired or invigorated. If you have too many days when you wake up and you don't feel invigorated, you need to explore that. What's happening and your emotions when you are awake, that your dreams are coming into your life. And from those, you are feeling tired and maybe even despondent. So we've covered a lot of topics, my friends. And almost half of the show is over. And you have not called in to give me your thoughts, your feelings. And I would like to hear those, not just for myself, but for those who are listening. We've covered a lot of topics. And maybe there's a topic that you want to bring up for discussion that I haven't brought forth. And if that's the case, just call in at BBS Radio Station 1 and tell us what topic you would like for us to discuss, to bring forth to our listening audience some idea, some objective that we have not talked about so far. And truly, we've spoken about a lot of ideas in the world. If there's something that I haven't covered, then tell me. Also, I would like to mention, it's a good idea, if you can, to have flowers in the house. Beautiful flowers that you can look at and concentrate on. They have a consciousness also. And they were designed and brought to earth and grow to bring us joy. And maybe there's someone that you wish to show your appreciation to. You could send them flowers. People love flowers. Women particularly. But men also like flowers. I was in the grocery store and this gentleman was buying flowers. And I said to him, "Oh, I see you're taking some flowers home to your loved one." And he says, "No, these flowers are for me. I love flowers. They make me happy." And I thought that was interesting because you don't usually hear that from a man. Another topic. Have you ever had a situation in your life where something was developing that could have been very serious? You could have had an accident on the highway, but yet in some moment you were saved from harm. I had a situation like that, driving on a road where there were four lanes, and something happened that could have been very dangerous. Could have had a serious accident. And when I got to see the relative that I was traveling to see, she said to me, "I've been so worried about you. I've been walking back and forth praying for your safety." And so that brings up the topic of the power of prayer. That's one thing for sure. But it's also the power of intuition, that she knew that something was happening to my family. We're all connected on some level. And she was intuitive enough to know that we were in danger. And she prayed over it, and the danger subsided. We were in a very dangerous situation with our vehicle. And at the time that she was praying for us, we wound up, not understanding why, we wound up on the side of the road, stopped. and I do believe it was the power of her prayer and the intuition that she had that something was wrong with us. And she sent those prayers out, and they were answered, and we arrived safely. And the interesting thing is, it happened at the time that we were in that dangerous situation. So you might think that these things are mysterious, but they're not. They all follow a plan. And all of that, I do believe, rests in vibration. And so we have a lot of cherubim out there in the audience who are very intuitive about vibration. They understand this. And it can be disheartening sometimes when you're working with people and you pick up their vibration. We all do to a certain extent. People say, oh, I had this feeling in the pit of my stomach. They had certain vibes that I was picking up. We're all connected with one another, my friends. Trust your intuition. Trust your intuition for yourself and for your other family members. Because what's going on in their life somehow reaches you on some level, either while you're awake consciously or while you are asleep. It's like that information comes to you through the back door, through dreaming. Some people keep a dream journal. And if you do, you can see how your life develops. I've had some dreams that were very involved, that it took 3 times of dreaming to actually get the whole story, for the whole event to be brought forth. We can learn so much in our waking hours and in our sleeping hours if we pay attention to it. So, my friends, we're halfway through the radio show, and we don't have any callers, and I'm wondering why. I guess maybe you want me to continue speaking. Maybe you're enjoying the things that I'm talking about. But I know that those who are listening would also enjoy your point of view. So give me a call at BBS Radio on Station 1 so that you can bring forth your ideas, your concepts. We're interesting to hear them. I'd like to have a discussion with you so we can bring forth other viewpoints. Either mine or other people who are listening can call in and comment on it. So, how do you bring forth the joy in your life? We've talked about a lot of topics, my friends. Joy, love, the election coming forth. I've mentioned this before, but I think it bears repeating. We move with a certain group of souls, and we change relationships with them. Sometimes we're parents or siblings or grandparents, and we all have something to offer to one another. Earth life is a very intense class, a very intense school. I've been fortunate that I can hear those on the other side, but now I only allow I have set that intention that only those of the light can come and speak to me. And I think that's important if you choose to open yourself up to hear other voices. Intend that only those of the light can come and speak to you, can work with you. And that brings up another thought. Maybe you want to attract someone of the light to work with, to give you some ideas of what it's like in the cosmos, or what it is like in the center of the universe. What does the source of all creation see when that source looks out upon the life that it has created? Is that something that you wish to know about? So there's a lot to talk about, my friends. And if you wished, again, to step into a past lifetime where you can actually experience those same experiences, you can go to my website at carolynevers.com and order one of those past life readings. It's not something that I talk to you about. You actually go into that past lifetime and you experience it. And your soul chooses which lifetime would be of the greatest benefit to you. It's quite a gift. Yeshua is coming into my awareness. He's bringing Mary Magdalene. And he is suggesting that if you need healing, that you can call upon either one of them. They both work with healing. And he is telling me that the two of them, that Mary Magdalene does the same kind of work that he does, that they are present in the world etherically. We do not see them. Sometimes we hear them as I'm hearing them now, but they work with healing. And so, if some of you wish for healing, call upon them. And they will be glad to heal, to help you. And Yeshua is saying now, if there is someone that wishes healing, call in, and they will work with you through me for healing. I think that's a very generous offer. Take advantage of it. Give us a call at BBS Radio. At station one for healing, asking that Mary Magdalene or Yeshua or the two of them work with your healing. Or don't hesitate to call them down into your life while you are meditating. And meditating is very important. I have a lot of people say they do not know how to meditate. But it's easy enough to do. Just intend that you will close your eyes and that your heart will join those beings of the light and ask them to help you heal. Ask Yeshua or Mary Magdalene or the two of them to come to you and work with your healing. Or there's something else. You can also ask your higher self. You could ask your higher self to pass along information to you that you need at this time. Something that you need to do or something that you wish to receive or find in your life your higher self will bring those people and events into your life. Remember those things. You are not here as a helpless being. You are very powerful. We were all given the right to create on some level. Not create in the manner of prime creator, but certainly to set up blueprints to bring in particles that form and collect and bring us all the good things that we wish to happen. Have faith in the goodness of the universe. Have faith in the goodness of the universe. You are protected and loved. And if you're not finding that in your family circle, the universe desires this for you. It desires all good things for you. So let's take a moment while there is quiet. What do you wish for to happen in your life that you feel would be good for you? It's important. Is it another person? Is it a circumstance to be changed at work or at play or in the family? We have the ability to bring forth any of these things. And it all comes from love. We've talked about this in the past. You can help yourself by using a hand mirror and look into that hand mirror and tell yourself that you love yourself. Thinking on those words for a second, I love myself. How does it make you feel? How does it make your body feel? And you can ask your body, what does the body need? And many of the inspired thoughts will be that it needs more greens. The body could live on greens entirely. It was designed to live on greens. And yet, we fill our diets a lot with meat, which perhaps we need or don't need, but there are many vegetables have a better impact even than meat. Ask your body what it needs, and it will tell you. Your body has a consciousness, and it wants you to be happy. Happiness brings a higher estate for the body to be happy. And if you're not happy, something's wrong. You can change it. You're not doing something the way you should be doing it if you're not happy. Find the joy in your life. Where is the joy? Find the joy, my beloveds. Find the joy in your life and live it. Because as you live it and you send that joy and love out from you, it will come back 100-fold from all those people that you meet, family members, friends, workers. Every moment you have here on earth is precious. It's a precious gift. There are more souls who wanted to come at this time, but there was not the mothers to bring them forth. There will be many new mothers, many women who are carrying children right now who are pregnant. Eat the right foods. Fill your mind with beautiful thoughts. Tell this unborn child how you love it and that you expect it to come in love, that you will cherish it. Something that you don't think about, this child that enters that body that you are carrying is choosing you. When a soul comes, it has choices. And that child that has come to you,
Carol,
or is coming to you, has chosen you. So we have Carol on the phone. Carol, what can we do for you, darling?
I would like to ask Yahshua for help in healing up short circuits in my nervous system.
Healing short circuits in your nervous system? Do I have it right?
Yes.
How do you know you have short circuits in your nervous system?
I work with a lady that does energy healing, and that's what she picked up.
Okay. Let me connect with Yeshua and see. First of all, can you hear those on the other side speaking to you?
No, I cannot.
Let me ask Yeshua what he is saying. He's here, by the way.
Thank you.
And he's telling me this. He has taken his, now this is etherically, of course, he has taken his right hand and he has placed it on your left shoulder. And he wants you to concentrate on your left shoulder and tell me if you can feel that energy there.
Yes.
Thank you. You see, this is very important that you can make this connection with him. And the reason he wanted you to do this is because when you meditate, and I don't know if you're, are you meditating now?
Yes, I meditate almost constantly.
When you meditate, call him forth, and that feeling that you have on your shoulder, when you call him, you will feel that. And he will come to you and work with that healing. And he is saying, this is not something that can be done one time, that it will take many times for you to do this. Do it at least once or twice a day, he is suggesting. And it will heal.
Thank you very much for that. I appreciate that. Thank you, Yahshua.
He is there to help all of us. And I appreciate you calling and asking for this. And you can call him anytime and he will be there. You have felt his energy and he will be there and he will work with you. And he is also saying he will bring Mary Magdalene too. The two of them work together many times.
Yes, thank you.
Well, I think that's marvelous. And I thank you for calling, Carol, and I thank Yeshua for working with you. It's a beautiful thing. Well, my friends, we have about 10 more minutes of this show. And if there is someone else who would like to work with Yeshua or Mary Magdalene or someone else, give me a call. We'll connect you with them. And it's my pleasure and joy to be able to do this for you. Healing is very important on all levels. And this is the time of healing because it can be a new golden age if we heal all of these difficulties that we have. It could be a new golden age. And back in Atlantis, I've mentioned this before, but it's worth discussing again. In Atlantis, they had what looked like a crystal bed. and there was a light underneath of that. And people would come into the Temple Beautiful, and they would lie down on that crystal bed, and there would be lights underneath of that bed, and it would heal people. And people needed healing because of the thoughts that they had. And people understood this, that it was their imperfect thinking that brought the problems into their physical body. And so they would go to the Temple Beautiful every several years and have all that negativity that they had brought to the body with their thoughts cleared. So it's very important, my friends, to be as positive as you can, to think positively on everything that's happening in your life, because even if you feel like something is not positive, thinking positive can change it, can change those particles from something negative to something positive in your life. We have the power to do this. We are very powerful people. And we are also like radio towers. We pick up people's thoughts and emotions all around us. And sometimes we have people who are very negative-minded, and we're picking that up too. And so it wasn't something that we particularly were negative about it, but we're picking up someone else's negativity. And it's important to clear that too. We want to be pure channels for the light. We want to ask that the white light of the cosmic consciousness come into our life, that we live with that. It's very powerful. So call forth the cosmic consciousness of light into your body every day. Every day, my friends. It's a beautiful thing. So if you would like to experience actually stepping into a past lifetime and experiencing what it was like, you can go to my website at carolynevers.com on the left-hand side and order a session. We don't tell you about that lifetime. We literally take you to that lifetime, and your soul decides which lifetime it shall be. So, my friends, we have about 5 more minutes of this radio show. And if there is something that you wish healed or something that you want to discuss, you have to do it soon. Call in BBS Radio at Station 1. And you only have a couple minutes to do this because we are almost out of time. 5 minutes, my friend. So, just another thought. If I have done anything that is helpful to you, there's a donate button on my website that you can donate anything, and it would be helpful if you did. Well, we only have 5 minutes left. Doesn't give us a lot of time. But we will use those 5 minutes to the best of our benefit, of your benefit. And I am glad to do that. So I guess we need to choose another topic. I was watching a movie today. It's one of my favorite movies dances with wolves. And you might say, basically, it's a story of the white man going into the Indians' territory. And they couldn't live their lifestyle anymore. And so they died out as a culture. And it's a sad thing because it's happened here in the States and in other countries also. We probably have, everyone listening to this show has had a past lifetime as an American Indian on this planet. I really feel it when I hear drumming. Drumming is extremely powerful. It was for me. And if you've ever heard it, the vibration of drumming is amazing. It opens up centers in the body. And there is an energy flow. It's hard to explain, but there is an energy flow through the whole body while you hear drumming. And it moves particles. It moves dark particles that's in the body that should be expelled. And drumming does this. And the American Indian, for instance, instinctively knew this. And so they danced and they drummed and they sang. And that was their way of finding health. So, my friends, we have about 2 minutes. I love coming and speaking with you. I enjoy it so much.
Actually, you're a bit over.
I think I'm getting the boot. Okay, my friends. Thank the people at BBS Radio for taking care of us. And I will see you next week. Goodbye for now.